This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. I'm here with an astronomer at the University of Cape Town whose name is Paul Groot, who's a professor of astronomy and Saatchi chair at the University of Cape Town. He's got some interesting things to tell us about the relatively new science of multi-wavelength astronomy. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Now, multi-wavelength, it sounds quite complicated, really. Is it like a sort of mixture of cereals that somebody might put in their bowl in the morning?
Well, that actually is a very nice analogy. Astronomers want to gather information on objects in the universe, and you can do this in different ways. And the most common way is to use what we call the electromagnetic wavelength spectrum, which is optical, radiation, radio, UV, X-rays, all of that.
And optical is what we can see with our very own eyes.
That's correct, yes. And so infrared is what we feel as heat, UV is what burns our skin, X-rays is what you use in the hospital. Astronomical objects often give off radiation across the electromagnetic spectrum, so in all of those bands. And if we want to understand phenomena in the universe, it is often very helpful to look at these objects in the different wavelength bands. So to combine what they look like in the optical band with what they look like in the radio band to what they look like in the X-ray band. And the reason for that is because the different ways of giving off that radiation tells us different things about them. The way they produce the X-ray radiation will be very different from the way they produce the optical radiation. So we're trying to puzzle things out and put all those little pieces together. And it's very helpful to do this in this multi-wavelength way. So to look at these objects, I will be using the SOLT telescope a lot to understand phenomena in the universe. And my speciality is very compact binary stars and explosions in the universe. And SOLT is fantastic for that because of its huge mirror. It's 10 meters in diameter. So that means that it collects a lot of light in one go. And that is extremely useful because then we can analyze that light, optical light in this case, in great detail to understand what's going on with these objects out there in the universe.
And at the same time, you can look at the same objects with different telescopes and compare the different wavelengths.
Yes, so next to SOLT, we have a smaller telescope called Meerlicht, which means more light in Dutch. And that telescope co-stares at the skies with the Meerkat radio array, which is now operational in the Northern Karoo. So Meerkat and Meerlicht always look at the same patch of sky at the same time. But Meerlicht gives us the optical view of that patch, and the Meerkat radio array gives us the radio view. Now imagine that something happens either in the radio or in the optical, and we find this one new source that explodes or that disappears or, you know, something is going on. Then we have that link immediately there, and then we can also link up to SOLT to then say, hold on, there's this special thing going on right now there in this location in the sky. Go there and look at it in detail. And that combination of those three telescopes, that's absolutely fantastic.
And so what you astronomers then do is patch together all these different this different data coming from these very, very different telescopes and form a story about what's going on up there.
Yes, indeed. So to give an example, one of the objects that we'll be looking at is a binary system that consists of a black hole with a normal star around it. Now, if they are close enough to each other, what we see is that mass actually overflows from the normal star to the black hole. When that happens, the mass gets very close to the black hole, gets very hot, so then it shines in X-rays. But also what happens is that some of that mass actually doesn't go into the black hole, but is ejected out in jets. And that we see in radio. So now the jets give us radio, the gas around the black hole gives us X-rays, the star around it will give us optical. So by actually combining all those different wavelength ranges at the same time, we actually can puzzle it out and piece together what is going on up there.
This is fascinating research, and I'm very pleased you're here to work here in Cape Town and to tell Fine Music Radio listeners all about it. We're going to hear a little bit more from you and black holes and other things that go bang in the night over the next couple of weeks. So thank you very much for now, Paul Groot.
Thank you.
For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear, dark skies.